So let's start with the foundation for meditation. The sitting process is part of the ability to focus attention. We want to be able to sit erect, not stiff, but so that we have some awareness of sitting straight and tall, and the energy can flow up and down in the body. We're not kinked over and we're not lying down that we might fall asleep. One time I read some process of that, and it was described as sitting as tall as you can and being as relaxed as you can at the same time. And it takes a little practice, but it really makes sense. And if you think of a broomstick, if you hold the broomstick upside down by one or two fingers and you balance the broomstick so the top of the broom is up in the air, you can just about get to a point where the broomstick is almost weightless, where gravity is helping to hold it up because it's so vertical and balanced on your finger. So we can sit up tall, we can sit up erect but not stiff, in a sense of being regal, in a sense of having a outlook of the realm, that you're a queen or a king, and you're looking out on the realm, on your subjects, on the land, on the environment, and you're compassionate. You really care about the people. You care about the land. You care about the animals. You care about the environment. And you have this compassion for what's there. And you're sitting up tall. Your chin is elevated. Your shoulders are back. But you're relaxed at the same time. You have that regal composure. And you can feel the sensations. You can feel your hands resting on your thighs. You can feel your feet resting on the floor. So there's an ability to sense what's happening in the mind right now. We're beginning to go inward to see what's the thought process, what's the body process, where are we right now. And that brings us into the room that we're in. And you can have a sense of the space of the room, the four walls, the ceiling, the floor, the objects that are in the room, the chairs, the tables, the people, yourself. We're all objects within that space, within the room. And the room is filled with air, with energy. And we have air pressure, and it's coming at us from six directions. The continual pressure that we don't even feel comes from our back, comes from the front, from the right side, comes down from the top, up from the bottom, and in from the left side.